Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Well, hello. Welcome to Jules Says. I'm Jules, Julie. All opinions and perspectives on this podcast are mine, unless I have a guest, and today I don't. It's just me. Jules Says is produced by, written by, recorded by, edited by me, Julie McCarthy, and the music is also by me. It's been a very exciting week for me. A while back, LA-based comedian Andrew Johnston urged me to run, not walk, to get tickets the next time Patti LuPone was in town performing. And get tickets, I did. And see her show, Don't Monkey with Broadway, I did. I cleverly only got one ticket because I was highly confident that Abe would not be interested. And that was a good call. Good call, Julie. In the last couple of weeks, I've had a ticket to two events go unused, although one was just a miscommunication with a friend, so I guess that doesn't count. But not only would Abe not have been interested, he has been working day and night, 7 days a week for the last few weeks, and he would have been loath to leave his computer to see the iconic 3-time Tony Award-winning, double Olivier Award-winning Broadway icon that is Patti LuPone. And she did not disappoint. I knew she was a little older than I am, but I never imagined that she was almost 11 years older. I was stunned. As much as I really did love the show, but it did get me, you know, a little misty-eyed for what never was, selfishly, for me. She talked about singing from the time she was very small. I learned to sing from these two albums, as she showed two albums that her mother had when she was little. Aw, I thought. It reminded me of when I was little, lying on the living room floor, listening to my mother's albums, soundtracks from The Sound of Music, Camelot. It took me back to how I felt. Because back then, I felt as though this could be me someday. Someday, way in the distant future, because I had forever in front of me then. Oh, I used to imagine, maybe when I'm 12, won't I be so grown up when I'm 16? Those were the things that I used to think about when I laid on that living room floor listening to music. And then when Patti LuPone sang Hey Big Spender, I wasn't with anyone, so I had no one to whisper to, that was my song when I was about 9. I had no idea when I was 9 what a sex worker or a prostitute, as we called them in the 60s, was. Never mind that that song was sung by a sex worker character. I just loved that song. And I especially loved the way my mother laughed when I belted it out. Of course, as with all of us, my life flew by. I never made any choices to create the career I thought would magically just somehow appear for me. Patti LuPone's career, yeah, didn't happen. But I'm lucky. I still do get my music fixes in here and there. My acting or lying or pretending to be someone else fixes in. As a matter of fact, I just found out last week, this is part of the exciting part of the week, that I have been cast to play none other than Tanya in the Kelowna Actors Studio production of Mamma Mia in August of 2024. Me, Tanya, in Kelowna, where my daughter Joanne and her son Richard live. I'm still in shock. You know, I keep saying I'm not dead yet, and I keep trying to do these things, and I get a whole lot of no's, but every once in a while. Okay, you may or may not like the show Mamma Mia. Maybe you've seen the film or seen one of the live productions. I don't know. I actually was never able to get through the film for whatever reason without falling asleep. I found it a bit slow. I don't know why. Maybe because they tried to enhance the play with so much beautiful cinematography. But the first time I saw the play, I think it might have been with Abe and his two roommates years ago, Matt and Sheila, years and years ago. Early days of Abe and me dating. And I loved that show. Yes, it's light. It's just a bunch of ABBA music strung together as a schmaltzy little story. But I found it so much fun. I cried with the mom as she worried about her daughter getting married so young. I cried with relief when the daughter decided to cancel the wedding. I cried when the mom realized she loved the dad after all. It was also silly and ridiculous, but I loved it. I wasn't even particularly an ABBA fan back in the 70s. I didn't dislike them. I just wasn't a huge fan. But you put those songs into a story with a mom, a daughter, fabulous female friends, and a dream, I was hooked. And I think part of the reason I was especially hooked was because of the three women characters. And I remember even then thinking how amazing it was to see a show with three strong female characters who aren't under 30. Women who were more than just someone's mother or nurturer. I mean, at that age, you couldn't be someone's arm candy, or so I thought at the time. I thought I could do that. If they ever get the rights to this show in Sarnia, I still lived in Sarnia at the time, I will audition. I would love to play any of those roles. Ooh, maybe I could be Donna, that's the mom, and Joanne could be my daughter, Sophie. We look alike. We could certainly pass for mother and daughter. Duh. I had it all in my head. Even in my 40s, I had not outgrown my tendency to just daydream something that would probably never happen. And some people we knew from the Sarnia Theater Group, Blue Water Musical Productions, were in the cast of the Toronto production at some point. I brought the girls to see it on a company bus trip excursion. I don't even think they loved it nearly as much as I did. Maybe they just wanted to see the guys who they knew were in it. But I loved it just as much as the first time. The show enjoyed a very successful long-term run in Toronto, and I think quite a few touring companies did it too. And I'm pretty sure that all in all, I saw it live 4 times. But time was running out for me. I was getting older. Small town theater groups can't get the rights to these shows as long as they're still making money in Toronto or touring. Then, not long before COVID, I was working in Sarnia again, living in Toronto, and blam! The Sarnia Theater Group was producing Mamma Mia and holding open auditions. Okay, I knew I was a little too old, but people can pass for younger on stage since there are no high-def close-ups. Or, if I have to, I can offer to tape my neck up. I don't know. I didn't know what I'd have to do. It also depends on who else is cast. They kind of have to fit together. And I knew the director, not well, but I had been in a play called Stepping Out with him in 2008. Maybe I had a chance. So I auditioned for Tanya, but put on my form that I would be happy to get any of the other roles. My audition was just one shot of 16 bars of one song from the show. No monologue, no lines, no dance audition. And I didn't get the part. Que sera, sera. That's how auditions go. Auditioning is the job, even in community theater. I was disappointed, of course, but I actually really wasn't surprised. Meanwhile, Joanne has been very busy with a lot of really good shows in Kelowna. You should audition, Mom, she keeps telling me. You should come here and do a show, just one. You'd love it. Ah, Joanne, I always said, they're not likely to cast an outsider. These groups have their own people, their relationships, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I understand why it makes sense. When you work with someone, you learn how they work. You get to know them. You earn their trust, and you learn who you can trust to show up, to commit. And those things really matter. Someone you've never worked with, a wild card from another city, you can't just go by the audition. Every gig is also an audition, just like every job is a job interview, where we all like working with people we like and with people who can be relied upon. But I have a contract now that I know is 100% remote work. There's no way they're going to ask me to come on site. It's just not in the cards. And as long as the time zone differences aren't too horrific, I can work from anywhere, really. Right now, they're 2 hours behind me, which is perfect. I'm not a morning person. And if I'm in Kelowna, they'll only be 1 hour ahead, still very easily managed. I do love the Kelowna shows. I go out to see as many as I can when Joanne is performing. If I had the time and the money, I would go to all of them. And Joanne has had more than a few fabulous roles. So this fall, again, Joanne enthusiastically shared the 2024 Kelowna Actors Studio season lineup. 4 shows for the season. The roles she was auditioning for. The roles she especially hoped to play. The extra dance classes she was taking with the hopes of being a true triple threat. And, she said, they're doing Mamma Mia. Mom, you should audition for Tanya. Tanya, if you don't know, is the wealthy, thrice-married friend. Moi? Tanya? Not likely, I thought. Although, the thing is, if you don't audition, you have zero chance. Maybe I should. What's the harm? I knew the odds of me getting Tanya were incredibly low, but you know what? I really miss theater. I can work from anywhere. It is a fabulous role. I don't have any opportunities here. And if not Tanya, maybe they'll bring me in for an ensemble role, which I think would be so much fun. Okay, I finally agreed. If they'll accept a video audition, I'll do it. So she asked them if they would take a video audition. Randy, the artistic director, said they would accept a taped audition. Wow, I guess I'm really going to do this. Maybe Randy was just being kind to Joanne, I thought. Maybe he's just humoring her, but maybe not. I asked Joanne if there was a link to the audition information. She sent me the link to fill out the form, the deadline, everything I needed. I brushed up on one of my monologues. Joanne suggested an audition song. Unlike the Sarnia audition, they don't tell you what song to audition with, and they don't want you to do a song from the show. So I pondered my options. I didn't have much time to prepare. Joanne must have really wanted me to get the role, though, because we kind of went back and forth on my song choice. I really love the song Maybe This Time, and I'm very confident singing it. But she insisted that one should never do something from Cabaret. Plus, that song's too depressing. But it shows some range, I said. She suggested Ireland from Legally Blonde. So I bought the sheet music. I tried to learn it, but I was working and busy, and I knew I wouldn't learn it well enough to sing it with the confidence that I would want to have by the next day, which is when I had to videotape my audition. I have to work really hard at this stuff. Plus, the job. And I have a podcast, and I think I may still not have finalized my Christmas album. I was kind of busy with that for a while.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Anyway, I ended up deciding I would just do an excerpt from When You're Good to Mama. No, Joanne advised. That's an old lady song. Tanya is supposed to be young and fun and funny. Sorry, Joanne. I have to go with something I already know well that's not too young, because I know some songs that are inappropriately young, too. I can't go with that. And come on, tell me Queen Latifah wasn't a hot mama singing that song in the film Chicago. The song is flirty and funny and kind of sexy. And besides, they'll be able to see how old I am. I'll just give them a fun little excerpt and, you know, que sera, sera. You have to let these things go. Now, I do not have an accompanist at my disposal, so I found a piano track. Oh my God, we can hate the evils of the internet all we want, but there is a lot of good, too. What would I have done in the olden days? I recorded the bit I planned to sing, set everything up in my little office, put on a dress, made up my face. Oh God, my new camera made me look like a ghost. I didn't have time to fiddle with the light settings. I ended up using the craptacular integrated camera on my laptop. Hooked up my lav mic, hit play, sing the song, watch and listen back. Ugh! One technical problem after another. My backdrop fell partway through. I noticed stuff in the background that I had to move out of the way. I recorded without the mic connected to the PC a few times because anyway. Another time the mic rustled too much against my dress. It was just like one thing after another. I finally thought, that's it. This has to be the take, and then changed clothes to do the monologue. The thing is, I had had to relearn the monologue, so I messed up the lines a few times before I got it right. Plus, I recorded a few times with the mic disconnected because my lav mic doesn't actually have a headset with it. Anyway, that's how it went. So yeah, it's fantastic to have the opportunity to redo a taped audition until you're happy with it. After all, if I were in the audition room, I would have one shot and done. But the downside is, you're so critical of yourself that you'll never get it right, and setting up to record with decent quality is not always that simple. So I edited a slate, the song, the monologue into the video file. Then I imported the music and lined it up with my voice because the lav mic didn't pick up the music enough and it sounded weird, almost like a cappella, but not quite. But I had to just send it off and I let Joanne know. Que sera, sera. Of course, I fully did not expect to get a call back, so I don't know if it was later that week or the following week when Abe and I left for Sarnia to dog sit for friends for 2 weeks. I did not have the foresight to bring the stuff I would need if I happened to get a callback audition. But wouldn't you know, a few days in, I got an email from Randy, the artistic director. I had been invited for a callback audition. The Kelowna Actors Studio is very organized. The sides and music and instructions were all together in one tidy package with a link to a shared folder. Really well done. However, the email said that a dance audition was mandatory. Uh-oh. I can't be there the following week for a dance audition. Joanne had been called back for all the roles she wanted to play, which was fabulous. And she said to me, maybe you can just come here to do the callback in person. No, I can't do that. A last-minute flight would cost a fortune. I'll be exhausted, I still have to work, and I'm dog-sitting for friends. I'm not going to bail on them at the last minute. And it's not as though Abe could take over because he had to work in Montreal that week, so he couldn't stay with the dog. And in the email, Randy did say that he assumed I would send a taped audition. So I let him know that I would send a video audition and asked if there was anything specific the choreographer wanted to see for the dance portion. Okay, I already knew the song well enough. I found a piano version online, thank you technology, and recorded it. It was in a different key, so I changed the key to make sure it matched the music they had sent me. Thank you, technology. After a day or two of no response on the dance requirement, I thought, I just need to come up with something. Kaylee Woodcock, a.k.a. Miss Kaylee. I asked her if she happened to have something she had choreographed for her beginner heels classes that I could use, something she had recorded. Would she send me the recording so I can just try to learn something to tape an audition? I also asked her to come spend some time with the dog while I did the round trip to Toronto to drop Abe off so he could fly to Montreal and pick up my backdrop, small ring light, character shoes, some of the things I needed to record my audition. And of course, Miss Kaylee came through, not only with the doggy love, and I mean, she's the kind of gal who will get on the floor and hug the dog. He's a 185-pound dog. And he just really wants your attention. He's like a giant lap dog. So yeah, she helped not only with the doggy love, but with a short excerpt, a song I did not recognize, sung by a voice I thought I did recognize. I listened to it a few times. Maybe I should have recognized it. But I listened to it, and then I Googled Christina Aguilera, Give It Up, Give It Up, and lo and behold, the song was Show Me How You Burlesque from the film Burlesque. I think it's called Burlesque. I haven't seen it. I recorded the bit to match what Kaylee had sent me. I wanted to kind of have my own excerpt just in case the version I found was ever so slightly different. And also, in the one she had given me, there was her voice calling out instructions and cheering her dancers on. So I just wanted a clean version. But Joanne, Christina Aguilera, she was not impressed. That's not musical theater, Mom. Heels dancing is not musical theater. I was starting to get the impression that Joanne really wanted me to get this role. Look, Joanne, I really was not expecting to get a callback. They did not provide dance instructions, and I just think they need to see that I can move. Dancing is not my best performance skill, and I have to work really hard at it. But don't worry, I've changed some of the moves to look a little more jazz, musical theater, and a little less heels. Thankfully, another bonus, my darling Miss Kaylee has access to a dance studio and generously offered to help me and record the audition. If I had been in Toronto, I would have had access to a dance studio here too, but you know, you have to be resourceful and get what you need. So I went in with Kaylee and I was really nervous and I was actually scared to dance in front of Kaylee because I just feel like such a loser. I've been taking all these drop-in classes and Zoom classes during the lockdown. But I don't know, maybe because I've been taking all kinds of different styles, they've just been all over the map. So I kind of feel as though I think that's partly why I'm still so self-conscious. But Kaylee was very kind and encouraging. She assured me the dance looked fine, it's an audition, and it isn't supposed to be show ready. And she recorded and sent me the take. And it was okay. I didn't love it. I will be better when the time comes. But, you know, it was a quickly learned rough audition. Another one of my dearest friends, Terry Perrin, came over and read lines with me for the script portion of the audition. And she was great. It does make it easier when you're doing lines with someone who reads well. So I felt really good about that part. I also felt as though I didn't look too ancient, even on camera. So maybe I had a chance after all. But again, I had some of the same issues with the mic, the backdrop slipping, you know, maybe the dog would start barking. Maybe I need to buy some clamps for the backdrop. But finally, I was ready to put the three audition pieces together. Song first, lines second, dance last. I uploaded my video and emailed Randy, letting him know where the dance portion started in case they wanted to skip some of the lines, because I read the whole scene that they gave us, and I think if you were at the audition, they probably would stop you partway through. Okay, sarah, sarah, I had to tell myself. I felt that I had genuinely given this audition my best effort. And I honestly would have been delighted to be cast in an ensemble role in any of the season's shows. But of course, I also knew that if I didn't get Tanya, this would definitely be my very, very last kick at that can. I felt as though I wouldn't even be disappointed this time. After all, Patti LuPone, I am not. The following Monday night, on the highway, in the car, en route back to Toronto, my phone rang. Thankfully, I had my earbuds in. And thankfully, I answered. I never answer the phone unless I recognize the number. I don't know why I answered, but I did. It was Randy, the artistic director of Kelowna Actors Studio, calling to offer me the role of Tanya in Mamma Mia. I was nonplussed. I was kind of a bit lost for words, speechless, yet thanking him and accepting and stumbling over my words at the same time. So, I'm going to Kelowna for the summer, or at least a large chunk of the summer. Abe will join me for the run of the show. I'll be able to spend more time with Joanne and Richard. They'll be sick of me by the time I leave. In the meantime, I've signed up for more dance classes, jazz and flexibility to start, and I will probably add more. Because it's not just the physical conditioning, it's training the brain. I need that. I still can't believe it's going to happen. There's a part of me in the back of my mind that worries that they'll change their minds and take it away from me. I hope I'm not jinxing it by talking about it now. When I took the garbage out tonight, the back steps were extra slippery, and I thought to myself, oh, Julie, be careful. You can't afford to break a leg now. I'm doing my Elaine Overholt vocal warm-ups more often. I'm excited to start rehearsals because I love rehearsals. I love the whole process. I may not have Patti LuPone's career, but I certainly feel luckier, at least right now, than I deserve. And I suspect part of the reason they're prepared to trust me, an outsider, an out-of-towner, is probably because they have a long-standing working relationship with Joanne. Oh boy, I hope I don't let them down. Thank you for listening. If you have anything you'd like to share, you can email me at jewelsays@gmail.com. JewelsSays@gmail.com. And for all our American friends, happy Thanksgiving. I will be back next week.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.